Mr. President, my delegation wishes to express appreciation to Your Excellency Ambassador Hashim Mustafa for your stewardship of the Conference on Disarmament and for arriving at a consensus decision on the work of the conference for 2024. The current difficult geopolitical context intensifies the need for the CD to take urgent, concrete action. Accordingly, my delegation once again reiterates the importance of the Conference on Disarmament as a single multilateral negotiating body of the international community on disarmament to address these prevailing realities and calls for the urgent resumption of its function according to its mandate as recognized by the first special session of the General Assembly on Disarmament. Mr. President, South Africa reiterates its deep concern about the absence of substantive work through a program of work with a negotiating mandate in the conference, which undermines its credibility and raises concerns about its continued relevance. It is imperative that the international community work together to address our shared international security interests. Collectively, members of the conference hold the key to unlock this body's true potential. Mr. President, the longer we delay addressing these threats posed by nuclear weapons, the greater the risk to humanity. Measurable progress on nuclear disarmament must therefore remain our core goal and a major determinant in achieving and in sustaining international peace and security. One of the major concerns for South Africa in this process is the adoption of a decision to create subsidiary bodies with a deliberative mandate, as opposed to a negotiating mandate which draws us away from the end goal, which is to negotiate legally binding instruments. South Africa maintains the position that repetitive activities such as decisions with no mandate would not lead us to the adoption of a program of work. My delegation hopes that there will be some progress that will bring us closer to the resumption of substantive work in the CD. Mr. President, South Africa also hopes that the way in which consultations were carried out on the draft decision on the program of work since the start of 2024 session of the CD is not repeated in the future. We call for an inclusive and transparent dialogue on future engagements on this important issue. South Africa stands ready to contribute towards exploring options to unlock the potential of this institution. We will remain actively and constructively engaged in the CD and other multilateral fora with a view to seeking solutions that will inevitably require compromise to strengthen the multilateral system and efforts towards the achievement of a world without nuclear weapons. I thank you.